The largest holiday light show in the Northeast marks a milestone tonight. With the flip of a switch at 5 p.m., more than 675,000 bulbs will be illuminated to begin the 25th season of Bright Nights at Forest Park. Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt said back in 1995 she did not envision the displays of holiday scenes, storybook characters, and local landmarks set out along a 3-mile drive through the park would become such an enduring hit.
I never thought of it. Just keep working and try to make it work.
Since opening night 25 years ago, Bright Nights has been seen by 6 million people. Matt said to mark the anniversary, there will be special events.
We have Supper with Santa. We have gingerbread making classes. We have ice sculpture demonstrations. Several local high schools are going to be having their choral groups. So lots of additional activities.
On opening night only, admission will roll back to 1995 when the cost was $6 per car.
And we're going to have all kinds of contests because of the 25th car will get something, the 250th car, the 2500th car, and the 25,000th car. And there's going to be different days where you come in and the first 25 cars will get something. And I can't say what days those are, but it's going to be fun.
The idea for Bright Nights originated from a childhood memory. Springfield Parks Director Patrick Sullivan said when a brochure about holiday lights crossed his desk, he recalled as an 8-year-old boy riding through Forest Park in his family's car to see wooden cutout displays of holiday scenes lit by floodlights.
Making that memory for thousands of people, and that was the goal, is to have people have that memory, have kids have that memory, bringing the grandparents, parents, and kids all in one car together. That's what I remember growing up as a kid. So I think we succeeded with that because hundreds of thousands of people have come through to see Bright Nights.
David Cuco of the Parks Department supervises a 3-person crew responsible for installing and maintaining the displays.
These guys are all perfectionists. If a display is crooked, you know, not level, whatever, these guys are all fixing it, even after the show starts, as far as replacing bulbs and all that.
More than 2/3 of the displays are now illuminated by LED bulbs, which are more energy efficient and also brighter than conventional light bulbs. A new display for this season has been donated by MGM Springfield. It depicts a lion that appears to walk, leap, and roar. The display is 166 feet long, 24 feet high, and has more than 4,700 LED bulbs. Bright Nights is open through January 5th, 2020, but will be closed 2 nights, December 2nd and December 3rd. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.